We're going to begin our time with a scripture reading from Romans 11:33-36.
好，我们开始要读一段经文，罗马书第十一章33-36节。我们大家一起读：深哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help.
我们一起祷告，求主帮助我们。
Father, we just read to you, be the glory forever.
父神，我们刚刚读了，愿荣耀全部都归给你。
And we pray that you would glorify your name as we study your word.
当我们一起查考你的话语，愿你的名被尊荣。
We pray that you would give us alert hearts and minds.
让我们给我们清醒的头脑和心思。
And help us to be quick to hear what you have for us.
让我们快快的听你要教导我们的功课。
In Christ's holy name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。Amen.
As we come to our second study on God's decree.
好，当我们查考第二课神的定旨的时候。
I want us to start with Romans 11:33-36.
我要从罗马书第十一章33-36节开始。
It's a very, very important passage.
这是一段非常重要的经文。
The Apostle Paul, for 11 chapters, has given us solid theology.
从罗马书第一章到十一章，十一章里头给我们非常的充实的神学课程。
The 11 chapters that precede this section are filled with doctrinal truth.
这前面的十一章充满了教义的真理。
Paul talks about the universalness of human sinfulness.
保罗讲到了全世界的罪恶的普遍性。
He talks about God's wrath against human sinfulness.
他讲的神的愤怒对人的罪恶的愤怒。
He talks about God's justifying grace in Jesus Christ.
他讲到在耶稣基督里的神称义的恩典。
He unfolds union with Christ.
他又讲到了与基督联合的奥秘。
He talks about the believer's struggle with sin.
他又讲到信徒跟罪恶的挣扎。
The believer's relationship to the law.
信徒和律法的关系。
He talks about the doctrine of adoption.
他又讲到了adoption, 领养的教义。
He talks about God's eternal election.
他又讲到他永恒的拣选。
He talks about the role of Israel.
他又讲到以色列的角色。
All of these truths are packed into these first 11 chapters.
这些真理都在这十一章里头充充满满的在里面。
And so as Paul concludes this section,
所以当保罗做结论这一段落的结论的时候，
before he moves to the practical application,
在他没有做实际运用之前，
he ends with worship and doxology.
他最后的总结是感谢赞美颂扬神。
That's what Romans 11:33-36 is.
这就是这段经文，罗马书十一到三十三到三十六节经文的内容。
It is doxology.
是赞美敬拜。
The biblical pattern,
圣经里的的模式
is that theology leads to doxology.
就是神学会导致敬拜。
Biblical thoughts about God.
有关神的合乎圣经的思想
lead to the worship of God
会导致对神的敬拜赞美
and so as Paul concludes these 11 chapters
当保罗这十一章做总结的时候
his own heart soars with praise
他的心就在高空在赞美中翱翔
and I'd like for us just to take this section apart
好我要把这段经文好仔细看一看我们看看
Paul begins by saying, Oh, the depth of the wealth of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
保罗说深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。
I don't know what the first word in verse 33 is in Chinese.
我不知道在中文呢第一个字是什么。
But in English, it's very simple.
英文很简单。
oh.
Oh, 就是生灾啊，灾啊。
The word oh is a word that comes from the heart.
好，这个生灾，这个是一个感叹词，从心里发出的。
It's a word of praise and adoration.
是一个感谢赞美的表达。
It engages the emotions.
这把情感都投入进去。
And so Paul's response to theology is oh.
所以保罗对神学的反应是，我不讲了。
And then he says the depth of the wealth.
他说，丰富的智慧，丰富的智慧和知识。
When Paul's talking about the depth of God's wealth,
他讲到深哉啊，神的丰富的深奥的丰富。
He's talking about that which has no limit.
他讲的是那无限的。
Another word that we could use would be fathomless.
另外一个字我们可以用的就是不可测度的。
That word comes from a boat going across the water.
这个字呢是从一个船在水上行走。
And they would send down a sounding that would then hit the bottom and come back up.
他们会测量那一个锚。抛下去，然后嘣，有个回音就会回上来。
And so they could tell when the sound came back up how deep the water was.
是从那个回音，他们就可以测度这个水有多深。
The idea of God's depth.
这里讲到神的深度啊。
Is that it has no bottom.
就是无底洞一样，没有限度的。
It's limitless. It's without end.
是无限的深呐。
When it talks about the depth of his wealth,
讲到深哉神的丰富啊，
it's not talking about how much money he has in his checking account.
是讲的不是他银行里头多少钱啊，
it's talking about his abundance.
是讲到神的富足。
And so the idea is God has limitless resources.
所以这个意思是神的资源是无限量的，取之不尽，用之不竭的。
The idea of wealth is often attributed to God in praise.
所以讲到这个讲到神的丰富的时候，就讲到要赞美神，赞美。
Let me give you a few examples.
让我给你几个例子啊。
Revelation 5:12，
在启示录第五章十二节，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。”
The Bible can talk about the riches of God's kindness.
圣经讲到神的慈爱的丰富。
Can talk about the riches of his glory.
讲到神的荣耀的丰富。
The abounding riches of God.
讲到神的富足。
And so the Bible talks in these big, gigantic terms.
所以圣经讲的是这些无可比拟的这些词语，形容神的丰富。
So Paul begins by praising God.
所以保罗一开始就是赞美神。
Oh, the depth of the wealth.
Oh, 神的深哉，神丰富的智慧。
Of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
丰富的智慧和知识。
Now last night we looked at God's wisdom.
好，昨天晚上我们看到神智慧的丰富。
God's wisdom governs his decree.
他的智慧约束他的永恒谕旨。
We also mentioned last night God's knowledge.
昨天晚上我们也提到神的知识。
And so how vast is God's wisdom?
神的智慧有多大呢?
How deep is God's knowledge?
神的知识有多深呢?
Well, the answer is that God has absolute all wisdom.
答案是神有所有的智慧。
And all knowledge.
所有的知识。
No limit.
没有限度。
And so then next Paul says how inscrutable are his judgments.
继续他讲到他的判断何其难测。
And untraceable his ways.
他的踪迹何其难寻。
In other words, God is incomprehensible.
换言之，神是人的理智无法测度的，不能理解的。
The word incomprehensible is a big word.
这个字无法理解是一个大的字儿。
One day when my son was about 5 years old,
当我儿子五岁的时候，有一天
，we had Wednesday night Bible service.
我们有礼拜三的圣经查经聚会。
And after the services were over,
聚会完了之后呢
，I asked my son Zach.
我问我儿子 Zach.
So what did you learn tonight?
你今晚学到什么东西啊？
Well, you know how kids are.
你知道孩子就这样啊。
Whenever I ask Zach, what did you learn?
我只要问到他，你学到什么东西啊，我儿？
He would always answer in exactly the same way.
他的回答都是一样的。
I learned about God.
我学到上帝。
No matter what the lesson was, I learned about God.
不管什么功课，我学到上帝。
Well, that night, he said, I learned about God.
那天晚上他又给我同样的答案，我学到上帝了，学到神了。
And I said, well, what did you learn about God?
你学到神什么东西呢？
And his little five-year-old brain
那个五岁的脑袋瓜
was really working.
就马上就很快的运作。
And he said,
他说
I learned that God is incomprehensible.
我学到神是无法测度的。
I said, wow!
我说 wow!
But what does that mean?
那个无法测度是什么意思呢？
And I could see him thinking.
我看他又在想思考。
He says, Daddy.
他说爸爸。
It means God is so big.
意思说神是如此之伟大。
We can never figure him out.
我们永远不能够把它计算出来。
I thought not bad for a five-year-old.
对五岁来说，不错的，不错的回答。
That is exactly what Paul tells us.
这就是保罗跟我们讲的，他要讲的意思。
God is inscrutable.
神是无法测度的。
His ways are untraceable.
他的踪迹何其难测。
His dealings with men go beyond our ability to comprehend.
他对人的交往，这些交易是人无法理解的，何其难测。
Isaiah 55:8-9.
以赛亚书第五十五章八到九节。Do we have it?
Yep.
Oh, right here.
Here we go.
好，耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路也高过你道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
So God's ways are above our ways.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
His thoughts are above our thoughts.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And so, no matter how much theology you learn in your lifetime,
不管你一辈子学了多少的神学圣经，
the minute you think you have God all figured out,
当你想到你完全都明白的时候，那一刻，
you're no longer thinking about the God of the Bible.
你所想的神，你所认识神，就不是圣经里的上帝了。
The finite cannot comprehend the infinite.
有限的不能理解那无限的。
Then Paul asks a couple of questions.
然后保罗继续问几个问题。
Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor?
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？三四节。
These questions come from Isaiah 40 verses 13 and 14.
这些问题是来自于以赛亚书第四十章等等。
And so when he asks who has known the mind of the Lord,
所以当他问到谁知道主的心呢？
What do you think the answer is?
你想答案是什么呢？
There is an answer.
有答案。
What is it?
答案是什么？谁知道主的心？
Who has known the mind of the Lord?
谁知道主的心意呢？
Pastor Larry?
Only himself.
Has Pastor Larry known the mind of the Lord?
我不知道。
Ethan?
Ethan 知道吗？不。
The answer is,
答案是,
nobody.
没人知道。
Because his thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are above us.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
Then the next question, who has become his counselor?
下一个问题,谁做过他的谋士呢?给他出主意呢?
And what is the answer?
答案是什么?
No one.
没有人。
God did not actually ask anyone for advice.
神从来没有问过我们的意见如何，他不用问。
When he was about to create the world, he didn't check in with anybody.
当他要创造世界的时候，他不需要跟这个商量那个商量，不需要。
He didn't hire a consulting firm.
他没有请一个替他做顾问的公司。
Who in the world could give God advice?
这全世界谁能给上帝做谋士呢？
He is the God who knows all things.
他是无所不知的上帝。
Paul then asks another question.
然后保罗问下一个问题。
Who has given to him that he should ever be repaid?
35节，是谁先给了他，使他后来补偿呢？补还呢？
This question comes from the book of Job.
这个问题是从约伯书来的。
And the point of the question,
这个问题的要义是,
is that God is never a debtor.
神从来不欠债。
He owes no one anything. He never has to make compensation to anyone. God is not just standing there waiting for you to do something so that you, he can owe you and then do something for you. The God who is self-sufficient and sovereign,
而且是主宰万有的神,
and completely independent,
而且是完全独立的神,
cannot owe anyone anything. If Pastor Larry were to come and visit me in Nevada,
如果我到他的老家去探望他,
I would feel like I owed him
他会觉得他欠了我人情债,
a number of meals at a restaurant.
啊, 他欠我在这里吃的中国饭,
because he has given to me.
因为我给了他,
and now I need to give back to him.
Man, you better. 他最好要还给我。
You're welcome to Nevada anytime.
Okay, I will go for sure.
I am a debtor now.
现在他欠我债,
because he has given to me.
因为他请了他客。
Paul asks the question,
保罗问的问题,
to whom does God owe anything?
神欠谁的债?
In order for God to owe somebody something,
神如果要欠任何人任何东西的话,
he would have to be given something first.
那个人必须先给神一些东西。
And so the answer is God owes no one anything.
所以答案是神不欠任何人任何债。
And then Paul actually answers his own question in verse
36.
And so the question, who is given to him that he should be repaid?
问题是谁先给了他,使他后来偿还呢?
Answer is no one.
答案是没有人。
Because, verse
36,
from him and through him and unto him are all things.
万有都是本于他,依靠他,归于他。
If everything comes from God,
如果万有都是从他而来的,
God can never owe anyone anything.
神就不能欠任何人任何东西。
And so Paul here in this passage,
是保罗在这段经文里,
tells us that God is never in debt,
告诉我们神从来不欠债,
because he is the source,
因为他是源头,
and the means,
他也是中间的途径,
and the end of all things.
他更是万有的终了。
This is a biblical truth that is expressed in 1 Chronicles 29.
在 1 Chronicles, 在历代之下的第29章, 讲到这段经文。 Should I read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
我算什么, 这大卫说的, 我的名算什么, 竟能如此乐意奉献, 因为万物都是从你而来, 我们把从你而来的献给你。
In 1 Chronicles 29,
在代下29章,
David knew that he was not going to be allowed to build the temple.
大卫知道神不让他建造圣殿,
but he desired to actually be the one to collect all the materials to build the temple.
但是他愿意呢, 把所有的资源都收集起来, 来建造圣殿。
And so he gave an appeal to the Israelites.
所以他向以色列的百姓呢, 发出要求, 邀请。
And they brought their offerings.
他们就把他们的奉献拿来,
and they gave in order to build the temple.
他们奉献为了要建造圣殿。
But then David says, but who am I?
但大卫说, 我算老几啊?
And who are my people?
我的名算什么呢?
That we should be able to generously give.
竟能如此慷慨乐意的奉献呢?
For all things have already come from you.
因为万物本来就是从你而来的。
And so God is the source of all things.
对,神是万物的源头。
And so some of you will put an offering in the offering plate tomorrow at church.
对,明天在教会里头,有些人会把钱放在奉献箱里头,或者奉献袋里头。
You are giving to God.
你奉献给神,对。
But God does not owe you.
但神不欠你的债。
Because unless he had first given to you, you would not be able to give.
因为除非他先给了你,你根本就给不了。
Some of you have great talents.
你们当中有人有很大的智慧跟能力才干,
and you want to use them for God's glory.
你愿意使用你的才干为了荣耀神。
But who gave you those talents to begin with?
你的才干是从哪,起初从哪来的?
From him are all things.
从他,万物都是本于他。
And through him are all things.
依靠他,
and unto him are all things.
也愿荣耀都归给他。
This is the most comprehensive statement of God's sovereignty.
这是神的主权的最精简的一句话。
And the goal of all things,
万物的终点目的
is the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
Everything that God does,
神所做的一切事情
He does for His own glory.
都是为了他自己的荣耀。
And so that is how Paul praises God in light of truth.
所以保罗在真理的亮光中就如此在罗马书十一章赞美神敬拜神。
So let's continue to think more about God's decree.
好，我们继续来思考神的谕旨的问题。
Last night we looked at this.
好，昨天晚上我们看了这个问题啊。
But I want for us to look in a little more detail.
好，今天我们继续的更详细的查考神的谕旨。
God's decree.
神的谕旨。
That is God's plan.
就神的计划。
Encompasses all things.
是包罗万象。
Whatsoever comes to pass.
无所不及的一切发生的事都包括在内。
Now Romans 11:36 teaches us that.
罗马书十一章三十三几节告诉我们这些。这个、
But there are other passages that teach us that as well.
圣经也有其他的经文也教导我们同样的真理。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11.
以弗所书第一章十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So God is working out all things after the counsel of His own will.
所以神按着他自己的意思在成全万事。
Paul doesn't say he's working out some things.
保罗没有说他在做一些事，一部分的事而已。
He doesn't say he's working out the important things.
他也没有说他正在做一些重要的事而已。
He says he's working out all things.
他是做万事的。
After the counsel of his own will.
照着他的旨意所预定的。
Psalm 103, verse 19.
诗篇103篇19节这么说，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
And so here the psalmist rejoices.
所以这里诗人在欢喜快乐。
God has established His throne.
神建立了他的宝座在天上。
That is His rule, His power.
那就是他的统治，他的权柄。
And His sovereignty governs all things.
他的主权，他的权柄统管万有。
In the Bible, God has given us promises.
在圣经里头，神给了我们应许。
And there is one promise that stands out above all others.
有一个最大的应许，超越其他应许的。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 28.
罗马书第八章三十二节，我们晓得。
How many of you know Romans 8:28?
多少人会背 ？Okay.
Okay, some of you know. It is a great promise.
是一个很大的应许啊，因为我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
And so, what does Paul tell us?
是保罗在这儿讲的是什么呢？
That God works some things out for our good.
神是不是叫一些事情互相效力呢？
God works out just the good things for our good.
他是不是叫一些好事互相效力呢？为我们效力呢？
Or that God works out all things for our good.
或是神叫万事都互相效力呢？
If God is not in absolute control of all things,
如果神不是绝对的主宰万有的话。
Then Romans 8:28 has no meaning.
那么罗马书第八章二十八节就没有意义了。
In order to be guaranteed,
我们为了得到这个保障
that God is really working everything out in my life,
神真是使万事在我的生命中互相效力，叫我得益处的话
His plan must encompass all things in my life.
他的谕旨必须是包罗万象，点点滴滴，我生命中大大小小所有的事情都包括在内
The good things,
好事
the bad things,
坏事
the happy things,
高兴的事
the sad things,
不高兴的事
the painful things.
痛苦的事
all things
所有的事都包括在内
and so God's decree encompasses all things whatsoever comes to pass
是包罗万象无所不及一切发生的事都包括在内
in theology we talk about God's decree being over creation
好在神学里头我们讲到神的谕旨是包括他的创造之功的
and providence
还有他的护理之功
And salvation.
还有他的救赎之功。
It is obvious that God's in control of His creation.
很明显啊，神 他管的他的所造之物。
We're going to see a little later this afternoon.
今天下午我们继续会查考到。
That God providentially governs His world.
神也借着他的护理之功，在管制他所创造的世界，托主万有。
But we know there are no accidents in God's creation.
我们知道神的所造之物当中没有任何的意外事件。
Whether it's a hurricane,
或者是暴风。
Or a tornado,
或者是狂风暴雨。
Or an earthquake,
或者地震。
Or a tsunami,
或者海啸。
The fact is that God is governing His world.
神的确在掌管万有他所造的世界。
But God also governs salvation.
不仅如此，神也在掌管他的救赎之功，我们的救赎。
Many people will give lip service to God being in control.
很多人啊，嘴巴上、口头上会说，哎，是神掌管万有，他是主权的神。
But when it comes to our salvation, they don't want Him to be in complete control.
但是当涉及我们的救恩的时候，我们就不要上帝来掌管了。
And yet the Bible teaches us that God's decree.
但圣经教导我们神的谕旨
extends even to your salvation.
甚至包括了你我的救恩。
And so Paul tells us,
就保罗告诉我们,
that God chose us in Christ,
神在基督里拣选我们,
before the foundation of the world,
在创世之前就在基督里预定我们。
We know that when we come to faith in Jesus,
我们知道在我们信靠耶稣的时候,
that is a sovereign work of God as well.
这是神主权的运作。
Remember, the Bible tells us that no one seeks after God.
你记得吗？圣经说没有人寻求神。
The Bible tells us that we're born dead in trespasses and sins.
圣经告诉我们死在罪恶过犯之中。
And so those whom God has sovereignly chosen,
所以那些是被神主权所拣选的人，
are those whom He effectually calls.
他也会有效的呼召来归向他，
bringing us to faith in Jesus.
叫我们来信靠耶稣基督。
And so even the faith that you have,
所以甚至你我所有的信心,
is a part of God's plan for your life.
都是神对你生命中的计划的一部分。
And so how do I know I'm going to make it all the way to the end?
我怎么知道我一定会信到底走到头呢?
How do I know I'm going to be finally saved?
我怎么知道最后我会得救呢?
Because the God who decreed my salvation in eternity past,
因为那在创世之前预定我救恩的这位神,
and the God who brought me sovereignly to himself in time,
在他的历史时间表里头把我带到他面前使我相信他这位神,
will preserve me safely all the way to the end.
也会保守我一直到路中。
And so God's decree covers all things.
所以神的谕旨是包罗万象无所不及的。
Even
甚至
the acts of sinful men.
罪人的一切行为也包括在内。
In the next lesson,
好，下一堂课。
We're going to look at this in detail from Scripture.
我们会从圣经里头更细节地讲到这个内容。
But when we say that God's decree encompasses all things,
当我们说神的谕旨包罗万象的时候，
whatsoever comes to pass,
一切发生的事情的时候，
we're talking also about the sinful acts of men.
我们也包括了人类一切的邪恶罪恶的行为。
Now we have to be careful here.
这里我们要小心哈。
We have to qualify the decree of the holy and wise God.
我们必须要要讲到这个神智慧圣洁的神，他谕旨的限度是有限度的。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
that God decrees all things.
神的确预定了万事，
in such a way that He is not the author of sin.
但是他却不是罪恶的作俑者或是开始的人。
And this is a great mystery.
这是一个很大的奥秘啊。
This is not something that our minds easily comprehend.
这不是我们脑袋瓜能够很轻易就明白的真理。
The God who ordained the fall of man,
这个预定
did so without sinning.
预定人类堕落的神，他自己在预定的时候却没有犯罪。
1 John 1:5.
在约翰一书 一章五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见也播给你们的信息。
In him is no darkness at all.
在他里面毫无黑暗，一丝一毫罪恶都没有。
James chapter 1 verse 13.
雅各书一章十三节，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
God cannot be tempted to do evil.
神不能被恶试探去做恶，不可能。
So this is a profound mystery.
这是一个非常深奥的奥秘。
How can God decree all things?
神怎么可能他又预定了万有万事
？And yet not be the author of sin?
而不是罪恶的作俑者呢？
There are two biblical examples
有两个圣经里的例子我们要看看
that show this to us.
来说明这个事实。
The first is with Joseph in the Old Testament.
第一个是旧约里的约瑟。
Do you remember the story of Joseph in the Old Testament?
你记得旧约里的约瑟吗？他的故事。
Okay. Joseph had 11 brothers.
约瑟有11个弟兄。
And they were jealous of Joseph.
他们嫉妒他。
And so one day, you remember he had the coat of many colors.
他有多色的彩衣，爸爸给他做一件衣服。
The gift from his father.
爸爸给他礼物。
His brothers were jealous.
他的弟兄都很嫉妒他。
He had dreams of his brothers bowing down to him.
他做了一个梦，他的弟兄都向他下拜。
And so one day, his father sent him to check on his brothers.
有一天，他爸爸差遣他去看看他几个弟兄怎么样了。
And they saw him coming from a distance.
他弟兄看到约瑟老远路走来。
And they said, "Here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him."
你看那个做白日梦的来了，把他干掉吧。
And so I think the brothers were very angry.
我想这些他弟兄都非常生气，气他。
They wanted to kill their own brother.
他们想把自己的兄弟给除掉。
And so as he came closer, they had a better idea.
当他走得越来越近的时候，他的弟兄想出一个更好的主意。
Let's sell him and make some money.
不如把他卖了，卖做奴隶，我们可以得一些银钱。
Now, do you think that their desire to sell Joseph and make money was evil?
你想，他们把自己弟兄卖了，然后赚点钱，这个想法是不是邪恶、罪恶的？是不是？
Was that bad?
好还是坏？
Or is that okay? Is it okay to sell your siblings into slavery?
卖你自己亲生弟兄给别人做奴隶好吗？不好。
It was bad.
非常邪恶，非常罪孽。
And so Joseph's life goes from bad to worse.
约瑟的他的人生道路越走越糟糕，越来越下坡路。
He's sold into slavery.
他被卖为奴。
He's purchased by Potiphar.
一个波提乏埃及人把他买了过去。
He, because of his integrity and character,
因为他的诚实，他的正直
he becomes in control of Potiphar's house.
波提乏呢，就让他做管家。
You might remember the next episode that happens in Joseph's life.
你记得下一步他发生什么事情呢？
Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him.
那波老板娘就勾引他。
And he resists.
他就抵挡。
And then she falsely accuses him.
那个老板娘呢，就诬告他。
And he's thrown into prison.
他就被丢下到监狱。
Was that unfair?
公平不公平？不公平。
Did Joseph deserve to be thrown into prison?
约瑟配不配被下到监狱呢？
He didn't do anything wrong.
他没做什么坏事儿。
So his brothers sold him into slavery.
他的兄弟把他卖到埃及做奴隶。
And that was an evil act.
这是很坏的行动，罪恶的。
Potiphar's wife falsely accused him, and he ends up in prison.
波老板娘反咬他一口，他就下到监狱。
And that was an evil act.
这也是一个很邪恶的行为。
Joseph then distinguishes himself in prison.
然后约瑟在监狱里头，他又出类拔萃。
And becomes in charge of the prison as a prisoner.
他又管理整个监狱，成为狱长了。
And then you remember he interprets two dreams.
你记得他解了两个梦。
And he simply asks, "Remember me before Pharaoh."
他仅仅要求在法老面前替我美言两句啊，记得我吧。
Is he remembered by the one he interpreted his dream?
那个他帮他解梦的，他有那个人有没有善长还是有纠正有没有记得他
？He's forgotten，
把他忘了。
And he's in prison for another couple of years.
他又坐了两年的冤狱。
again, something else bad happens to Joseph.
然后倒霉的事情又临到他了。
And do you think Joseph could have asked the question, "Where is God?"
你想约瑟可不可能问这个问题？上帝究竟在哪里啊？
Why are all these bad things happening to me?
为什么这些倒霉的事都临到我一个人头上呢？
I'm trying to be good and do good.
我愿意做一个正直的人，做正直的事，但是。
And God seems to be ignoring me.
神似乎把我给忘掉了，忽略了。
Joseph never says any of those things.
没有，约瑟从来没有说过半句埋怨的话。
Joseph is finally remembered before Pharaoh.
最后约瑟在那个被想起来了，在法老面前。
He interprets Pharaoh's dream.
他就为法老解梦。
And becomes in charge of Egypt.
就成了埃及的宰相。
The famine comes.
然后饥荒临到。
And Joseph's brothers have to come back to Egypt to get food.
约瑟的弟兄必须来到埃及来买食物。
And there's Joseph looking at his brothers.
现在约瑟看着他的弟兄们。
They do not recognize him.
他的弟兄认不出他来了。
But he recognizes them.
但他认得他们。
The very ones who had sold him into slavery.
就是你们把我卖到埃及做奴隶的。
After Joseph plays with them for a little while,
约瑟跟他们捉迷藏捉了一阵子啊。
He sends them on their way.
他就把他们差遣走了。
Keeps the youngest brother.
就留下了最年轻的便雅悯。
And the brothers have to come back again for more food.
那他的几个哥哥必须再次回来买食物。
And Joseph can understand their Hebrew language.
约瑟可以明白他们讲的 Hebrews 希伯来文。
And they're asking themselves,
他们在彼此对问,
maybe these bad things are happening to us because of what we did for, to our brother.
我们碰到这些倒霉的事儿，也许是我们把我们的弟兄约瑟给卖了，所以现在报应临到我们。
And Joseph begins to weep.
约瑟就开始哭了。
And he says, I am Joseph, I'm Joseph, your brother.
我就是约瑟，你所卖掉的这个弟兄啊。
And they're shocked.
他们吓了一大跳。
And they think they're done in.
他们想他们完蛋了。
And Joseph tells them,
约瑟跟他们说,
what you intended for evil,
从前你的意思是要害我,
God intended for good.
但神的意思原是好的。
See the way that this works.
你看到这个如何奇妙的运作。
Joseph acknowledges that his brothers are guilty.
约瑟承认他的几个兄弟是有罪的。
They had obviously sinned.
很明显他们犯了罪。
And their sin led to more and more evil in Joseph's life.
他们的罪导致约瑟一步一步的受害。
But Joseph also understood.
但是约瑟也明白。
That although they sinned,
虽然他的弟兄们犯罪,
God had a plan in their sin.
神在他们的罪恶之中都有他的计划在掌管。
And what they purposed for evil,
他们的意思是要害别人。
God purposed for good.
但神的意思却是好的，叫万事互相效力。
That's how Romans 8:28 is true.
这是罗马书八章二十八章为什么是真理的原因。
God causes all things to work together for good.
神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神得益处。
For those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
就是那些按他旨意被召的人。
There's one more example I'd like to show you.
还有一个例子我要给你看。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章二三节。
Verse 23.
二三节。Should I read it?
Yeah.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
When we think of the crucifixion of the Son of God,
当我们想到神的儿子被钉死在十字架上的时候。
We have to acknowledge that it was the most sinful act ever done on earth.
我们必须承认这是全世界历史当中最邪恶的行动。
To crucify the sinless Son of God,
把那无罪的神的儿子给钉死在十架上
was an awful, horrible sin.
是个可怕的、可恶之极的罪恶。
Judas sinned,
犹大犯罪。
Pilate sinned,
比拉多犯罪。
The Jewish leaders sinned.
犹太人的宗教领袖犯罪。
The Jewish people sinned.
以色列老百姓也犯罪。
The Roman soldiers sinned.
罗马士兵也犯罪。
They all committed a terrible injustice.
他们都做了那无法无天、大逆不道的恶事。
But it was all according to God's plan.
但都在神的定旨先见之中。
Peter says very clearly,
彼得说得很清楚,
that Jesus was delivered over.
好，基督是按着神的定旨先见被交与人。
By God's predetermined plan.
他是按着神所预定的旨意先见被交给人的。
And then he turns around and tells the people who are listening, you're responsible.
然后他反过来指着那些听他讲道的人说，哎，你们有责任啊，责无旁贷。
He says, you nailed him to a cross.
是你们把他钉在十字架上。
And so on the one hand, we have a terrible sinful act.
所以一方面有人的这些罪恶的行为。
But then we also have that it is according to God's eternal plan.
在另一方面，这也是按着神的永恒的预旨和先见所做的。
And so even though these things are hard for us to comprehend,
虽然这些事情我们很难理解。
We can say with confidence,
但是我们可以很有把握地说。
That God works out all things.
神叫万事都互相效力。
For His glory.
为了他的荣耀。
And for our good.
也为了我们的益处。
That does not mean.
这不是说。
That we understand why God does everything the way He does.
我们明白了神所做的一切的事情是什么道理，不是这个道理。
But what it does mean.
但是他的意思乃是说。
Is that He is in absolute control of our lives.
他主宰着万有，包括我们的生命在内。
A number of years ago.
几年前。
Our church built a church building.
我们教会建了个教堂啊。
And we had an architect draw plans.
我们有一个设计师，设计了一个蓝图。
Those plans we call a blueprint.
那个蓝图叫做蓝图，蓝色的图。
They give all the details of what's going to happen.
它里头就涉及到我们要建的房子是什么样的细节。
Does God work off of a blueprint?
神是不是按照他的蓝图进行工作呢？
And the answer is yes.
是的，没错。
The blueprint was drawn up in eternity past.
在创世之前，神就计划好一个蓝图，画好了这个计划。
With Jesus Christ at the very center.
耶稣基督是个蓝图的核心。
The blueprint was drawn up in God's wisdom and goodness.
神的按着他的智慧和他的良善，计划了这个蓝图。
And unlike the plans of man,
不像人的计划跟蓝图啊,
God never needed to use an eraser.
神不需要一个橡皮擦。
His unchanging character,
因为他的本质是不变的,
produced an unchanging plan.
这不变的本质也带来了不变的计划。
And so God truly has decreed all things.
所以神的确预定了万事万物万有。
Whatsoever comes to pass,
一切要发生的每一件事。
For from him,
因为是本于他。
And through him,
依靠他。
And to him,
归于他。
Are all things,
万物都是如此，归于他，本于他。
To him be the glory forever,
愿荣耀永永远远归给他。
In the next hour, we're going to look at God's providence.
下一个钟头，我们要看看神的。护理。
May God continue to give us grace that we would learn more and more about Him.
愿神给我们更多的恩典，叫我们更多更多的认识他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are the King.
天父，我们感谢你是王。
And that there is no one who rules beside you.
除了你以外，没有别人在掌管万有。
We thank you that you're the God who governs all things.
我们感谢你，你是掌管万有的上帝。
After the counsel of your own holy will.
按着你那圣洁旨意所喜悦的。
Father, give us the faith.
天父给我们这样的信心。
And the confidence.
和勇气。
To know that you are in control.
让我们有把握知道你掌管万有。
To you be the glory forever.
愿荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.